Hello there, I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent of Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Soup Scoop Podcast. It's easy to take the little things in life for granted. We have shoes on our feet, our kids have toys to play with, there's always something in the pantry or fridge to feed us. But for many students and families in our district, those little things are big things, and those items are not always conveniently around. On this episode of the Soup Scoop, you'll learn how DVUSD is trying to help those in need. Many years ago, our current governing board president, Ann Elizabeth Ordway, saw a need in the community. From the back of her car, she would deliver donated items to students and schools in need, and one of those donation centers eventually became the Giving Closet at Barry Goldwater High School. The Goldwater Giving Closet was renovated and really spruced up this past summer, and a similar project at Deer Valley Middle School was given a lifeline in part through Callahan Care and GCU CityServe. That new Deer Valley Middle School Giving Closet reopened on January 20th, and we are honored to name that location after the woman who got the ball rolling years ago, board member Ms. Ann Elizabeth Ordway. We'll talk to the people that helped make it happen, including the namesake of Ann E's Closet and Pantry, when the Soup Scoop continues after this brief pause.
If your child is turning 5 by August 31st, now is the time to sign him or her up for kindergarten at a DVUSD school. This is a new and exciting time for your child, with new surroundings, new friends, new skills, and new challenges. And DVUSD promises to nurture and care for your child in a safe and secure environment. DVUSD Kindergarten is a free full-day program with special classes for art, music, and PE. Before and after school care is also available. To sign up today or for more information, visit dvusd.org/kindergarten.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch. On a chilly and cloudy Saturday afternoon, dozens of residents from the district came to Deer Valley Middle School for a grand opening of a local community center for DVUSD students and their families. A one-stop shop for clothing, food, and large appliances and furniture, Annie's Closet and Pantry. One of the guests in the audience was Ann Ordway, the namesake for the Giving Closet, who was surprised to hear we named the store after her vision of helping others. And future DVUSD stores will also be named after her as well. We'll hear from her in a few minutes, but let's first hear from several people who helped turn a classroom into a store and the positive boost it will give our DVUSD students and families. We'll start with Ray Utter, the principal of Deer Valley Middle School. Tell us a little bit about you, the impact this closet will have on your community.
Hi, Dr. Finch. This is going to be amazing and a huge impact. I mean, when I got here last year, I found that the remnants of what had previously been a giving closet at Deer Valley Middle School, and I think due to the COVID pandemic, unfortunately, it went away and as expected. So one of my goals since coming here is to revitalize or recreate the giving closet that the school had previously. And so we managed to get so far as to have hanging racks with clothes and tables with different things on them and bags of food. So we had a good start. But when you approached me this year with a new concept with Callahan Care, things like that, that I was just, I got really excited about it because this is by far more than what we expected to have as far as our giving closet and rebuilding this at Deer Valley Middle School. So this is a huge experience that's going to be very, very beneficial for our students and their families and all across the district, not just in the Goldwater region, of course. So we are very excited to just be able to support our students and families this way.
All right. Thanks. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir.
You heard Ray mention Callahan Care, a local charity that establishes open closets and open pantries that enhance the quality of life for all of our community members. I was able to catch up with Callahan Care CEO Connor Freusland to see how Annie's Closet and Pantry is a modern answer to what many residents need. Tell us a little bit about your connection to this closet and what it means.
I think this closet means a lot to us just because this is our first one with Deer Valley Unified School District. We've made about 8 or 9 other open closets, but this one's special. This one feels different. The amount of support that we've had from the district to be able to go and help the students is just magnificent. It's amazing to see a district putting this amount of help towards those who are struggling or those in need.
What are we looking at here as we're standing in the middle of the Annie's Closet? What's going on in here?
Well, we're looking at 1,250 articles of clothing that are supplied to this closet that are kept track of through our state-of-the-art inventory system, where if something is taken out of this closet, we're able to just, in a snap, refill it. And we have some backpacks, some hygiene products, various toys, a full food pantry, and basically anything that somebody would need in their everyday life.
What's the word about connection with CityServe and GCU? How is Callahan Cares connected to that, and how can students and families take advantage of that?
So we've worked with GCU CityServe to create this really cool delivery system. Say a family comes into the closet and they're in need of a bed. We are able to have that request put into us. We then give that request to CityServe. CityServe puts it on a pallet, and we're partnered with various small groups and churches all throughout the valley that are able to take those items and deliver it to the family in need.
No charge.
No charge at all.
Just shows up on the doorstep. It's kind of like Amazon. You just click, click, and it shows up.
It's Amazon, but free. No charge for shipping.
Love it. Thanks. Thanks for your partnership here. As we learn how to work together to make this a great opportunity for our students and staff and parents of Deer Valley Unified, it'll be a great partnership that will probably continue on with other regions in the future.
I'm excited.
A key part of Annie's Closet and Pantry is GCU CityServe. GCU CityServe works with national retailers and suppliers to distribute products, primarily household goods, through local organizations. I spoke with Nathan Cooper of GCU CityServe to learn more about that operation and how it will help Annie's Closet and Pantry.
So I'm Nathan Cooper. I'm the hub manager at GCU CityServe, and we're working with Connor here to really meet the needs of the family outside of this closet. So what we've done, or at GCU CityServe, what we do is receive goods from big box stores that are returns, overstock season, or discontinued items. We receive that at our warehouse, sort through it, and then we partner with organizations who work with families and individuals in need, and we essentially build a pallet of goods that we have that the family is in need of, and then we have delivery teams that go out and deliver. So what we're doing here with the closet is the families are going to be able to request items from our warehouse. So it'll be bigger items like beds or sofas or kitchen items, whatever it might be. And Connor will receive that list, send that to us. We'll build a pallet, and then we're actually going to utilize various churches around the area, and then also small groups to actually pick up the goods from our warehouse and bring it directly to the family, really meeting the family where they're at and really wrapping their arms around the family fully and hopefully building that relationship if there's any other needs that the family might have. Now they have friends in the area. And it's really, to me, it's really neighbor helping neighbor at that point. So we're very excited to continue to build out this model and see where it goes.
The talk a little bit about CityServe and the warehouse and what it's quite the operation. How did it come into being, and then how did it get tied to GCU? It's a really cool story.
Yeah, so CityServe International is an organization that was founded about 6 years ago by a guy named Dave Donaldson. He did Convoy of Hope with his brothers, mainly on the East Coast, and that's a lot of disaster relief. So they would ship semis to wherever the disaster location was. And about 6 years ago, they saw the waste that was coming from these big box stores. They wanted to create a network to empower the local church to be able to meet needs with these goods. So they essentially establish hubs in each state. Think of them as large distribution centers. Brian Mueller, or President Mueller at GCU, heard about this and got in contact with Dave Donaldson. And they thought, what a perfect kind of partnership there, because this is the only university partnership that CityServe has. And to me, it's a no-brainer because we have the workforce of students that are able to come over and actually volunteer in our warehouse and sort through the items, because we don't know what we get until we open the back of the truck. Well, we don't actually know what we get until we open the boxes in the back of the truck. So to be able to have those 26,000 students come over and volunteer with us on a daily basis really allows us to be able to dive deeper into the inventory that we have and really sort it out into our warehouse, where we have it broken up into overarching categories. So we have indoor goods, that's anything you put in your house to make it feel like a home. We have kitchen items. We don't usually get full-size appliances, but we get air fryers, ice makers, literally any accessory you can imagine to put in your kitchen, and there's a lot of them. And then we have toys, baby items, outdoor items, workout equipment, pet supplies. So it's really anything and everything that we get. So, we utilize students to help us sort through those. And then once we do get those sorted into our warehouse, that allows us to be able to walk through, and it allows our partners to be able to send in a very individualized list. So whether it's an individual or family, they really get to work with that family, get to know them, and build a list of needs based upon that. And then, like I said, they send that to us, and we actually go through the warehouse and pack a pallet very specific to it. And the reason we do that is because we want to be the best stewards of the items that we can be. And we want to be the best partner that we can be as well. So we don't want to overload our organization. Maybe they don't have a storage space, or maybe they, maybe the organization is even renting the space. They only have it one day a week. So they don't have the ability to store it there necessarily. So that's why we build it very specific, because we want them to be able to, once again, pick it up from our doorstep and bring it directly to the family's doorstep.
So there are trucks arriving every day or every couple days.
So we can schedule them out, and I can say, I need an Amazon truck. CityServe sends that to us. I need an Amazon clothing truck or a Costco truck, whatever it might be. They send that to us, and once again, we have no idea what we're getting. So sure. So we're just be able to sort through those items and make sure they go to the correct home.
So in probably a most extreme example would be someone's house burns down.
Yep.
And needs, and they have three kids in school, and the school's on Monday. They are staying in a rental, or they get a spot and they have nothing. That would be the most extreme example where you could help a ton.
Yeah,
and this closet could apply.
Exactly, yeah. So the idea, too, is behind this is the family would be able to walk through this closet, get kind of the shoes, the backpacks, whatever, that little hygiene items, but then they're able to, once again, submit that list to us and be able to receive those larger items as well. The house burning down is a perfect example. We've had that before. One of our most impactful stories that was kind of near and dear to my heart was one of the first gentlemen we ever helped was a Vietnam vet. And he came back from the war. And since the Vietnam War, he had been in and out of prison or homelessness since then. And through one of our partner organizations, they were able to secure housing with him. And this is a very special case, but we were actually able to walk through and actually pick out things specific for him.
Sure.
And he was able to furnish his whole apartment like that. So, yeah.
We have a great relationship with GCU, and we want to continue with that. And we're really excited about the potential to duplicate this in the other four regions of our district. So thanks again for your help and support, and we'll hopefully this relationship blossoms into some more.
Oh, I think so. I think this is the beginning of something really beautiful, and I'm excited to see it expand into other districts and really meet the needs of these students and families right where they're at.
So. All right. Thanks again for your help.
Thank you.
So we've heard how the shelves are stocked at Annie's Closet and Pantry, but someone had to build the shelves. The same can be said for new changing rooms and the basic structure of what used to be a simple classroom. Thankfully, Chase Billing Team was on the scene for assistance. Patrick Shepard and Connor Lewis share Chase's involvement with providing the look and feel of a high-class shopping experience.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Finch. I'm Patrick Shepard with Chase Billing Team, and we were asked to be a part of this project, which was super cool. We've been partnering with Deer Valley now for over 10 years, building across the valley for over 15, and you know, one of our true passions is truly building to make a difference. And, you know, what a better way to do that than being a part of this project here, because not only are we going to be giving back to the students here on campus, but ultimately the entire community, they're going to have access to this to really come in, you know, look through all the things that are offered from clothes, shoes, food, et cetera. We've got changing rooms for them to jump into, make those decisions. And then it's just really, really cool and really fun to be a part of.
I'm Connor Lewis with Chase Building Team. Fortunate to be a part of this project as well. This classroom, it was a typical classroom before we came in. There was, you know, regular classroom millwork. All that was demoed. We had some trade partners, European Technique specifically, really donate a lot of their time and material to build the new millwork. The new changing station was built by our internal framers at Chase Building Team, so hats off to them for spending some time out here, and it's a really cool project to be a part of.
Thanks again for your help. It turned out beautiful.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. Last, but certainly not least, we have the namesake of Annie's Closet and Pantry, DVUSD Governing Board President Ann Ordway. DVUSD's families have received assistance from the community from many people over the years, but Ann Ordway's persistence to continually give and give from the heart is a big reason why we decided to name this store and future giving closets in her honor. Rarely is Ann Ordway speechless, but she was caught off guard from the emotions of the event Saturday when I spoke with her.
We're with Ann Ordway, the star of the Annie's Closet from Ann Elizabeth Ordway, board member of 16 years. We're at the Oak Grand opening celebration, and Miss Ordway found out that the closets are named after her. Just want to catch her thoughts on what she thinks and what she's seeing. There's 50 people in here with her. What do you see?
I'm seeing a group of fabulous people that have children, first, second, third, fourth, and everywhere on their list. And none of this could have happened unless all of the people in this room, plus others, did not value the needs of children. And children need to know that they are valued by a beautiful room with clothing that is cleaned and hung up in a beautiful way. There's food, there's artwork, and there's that beautiful little sitting place, couches and a table where you could put a puzzle together or just kick back. And it's a place of peace, solitude, and getting what you need. And the most important thing to me is getting things that they want. So make your way down here and see our closet.
How does this complete or extend your vision of helping students? Because obviously we have the Goldwater one, closet, and then this one now is number two, and we hope to have some more. How does this keep your vision alive?
I am really the sum of the people that I hang around with. So this vision that is mine, but the need that is our students, comes together only because of the couple hundred people that I've, maybe it's 1,000, I don't know, that I've come in contact with for the last 28 years in the district and 16 as a very proud warden.
Well, we want to thank you for your service and obviously your vision here. It's nice to see it come together on such a special day. Keep up the great work. Thanks, Ms. Ames.
Thank you.
The opening of Annie's Closet and Pantry is a great story, and it will have a great impact on the community, but it still can use your help. If you are interested in donating items or cash to help with the operations, call the Deer Valley Middle School front office during normal school hours at 623-445-3300. That's 623-445-3300. And our thanks again to Chase Building Team, Callahan Care, GCU CityServe, and the numerous volunteers and community leaders who have made this possible. Of course, thanks to Ann Ordway for not only starting this idea years ago, but for positively pursuing this to the next level. If you have any suggestions for interviews or a show topic on the Soup Scoop, you can send it to us by visiting dvusd.org/soupscoop. The Soup Scoop can also be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Make sure not only to listen to the show, but subscribe and comment on your favorite platform. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and you're up to date on all things DVUSD with the Soup Scoop Podcast.